Hey guys, it's Cindy. Welcome back to this very special episode of the Slightly Spiritual Pod. I'm trying out a new format where I'm going to answer some of your Ask Me Anything questions here on the pod because some of them were so good and it's just really hard to answer them fully in a little story or, clip minute thing on Instagram. So we're trying it out this way, where each week I'm going to select a few of your questions and answer them more in-depthly here on the pod. So let me know or let us know what you think, comments, notes, and then yeah, feel free to either DM in more questions or, like I said, follow Revealing Soul for the Ask Me Anything box that I'm going to be doing every week. Okay. So let's start with the elephant in the room. This freaking eclipse, this energy, this week. I'm recording this soon after the eclipse we had on Monday, April 8th, after the earthquake. If you live on the East Coast, we'd had that the Friday before. It's been a little nutty. Okay. So I posted in my stories, I had like the worst, it was just like the most rough week ever. The energy just hit me. I mean, I haven't cried that hard probably. I mean, I don't remember the last time. I mean, I didn't cry that hard like when my dog died, and no one died. It's just like I've had a really, really rough week. So I just want you guys to know if you're also feeling it and you're like crying and you don't know why, and you're anxious and you're normally not, and you're, feeling ungrounded when you thought you were happy in a relationship or work or career, just breathe. Okay. This energy I feel like is really shaking us up. Like literally, we had an earthquake, right? And if I feel like what's happening is it's seeing where there are cracks in our foundation or showing us where there may perhaps be cracks in our foundation so that we can either heal them, fix them, patch them up, or release them, like AKA, like move or leave the job or leave the relationship or leave the whatever. Here's the thing though, you do not need to make a decision today. In fact, because we're in Mercury retrograde, I highly recommend waiting. And believe me, I wanted to like knee jerk go into my crazy New York mode this week and just like attack and fix everything and just like, freak out. Okay. But I got some advice from some people, my support system, because I have people I have to call on to for support. And they were like, it's retrograde. You got to wait. Like, not all the information has been revealed. Yeah, it's starting, hence what happened this past week, right? You're probably starting to see things in your life and what's happening and what's changing and what's shifting. But I promise you, not all the information has come to light yet. So if you make a decision now, you'll be either having to make it again or you'll be making a long-term decision based on short-term facts or short-term situation. And I always say, or actually this has been a theme lately with readings, is don't make long-term decisions based on short-term inconveniences or discomforts or whatever other word you want to put in there, right? Or troubles, whatever. So just breathe, just wait. I think by the end of April, we'll have more clarity, which is when Mercury's done being retrograde. And then May feels like an integration month where we can start really like them making decisions and making moves. Okay. So I got the question, why is this a weird week? Like, why is everyone struggling? How to bring your positive energy back? What's happening? So I got like a million of those. So it's a weird week because it's a huge time for us where the solar eclipse hit the United States, where most of the people listening to this are probably in the US. And we got like the extra dose of this energy. The last, you can think back to where you were in August 21st of 2017, like journaling on and reflecting on that time. That's the last time a solar eclipse hit the US. And so there may be some themes coming back up or expansions that are happening in those areas. Personally, that's literally like 2 days after I founded Revealing Soul, like no joke. And now obviously things are like taking off and being seen in a big way. And it's just, it's crazy. It's wild. It's just like the timing, it's no joke, right? Why is everyone struggling? It just feels like, again, we work so hard, you guys, I know included, to really better ourselves and go to therapy and be self-conscious and be self-aware. And then when something comes up that you're like, oh, I didn't know that was there. I didn't know I still had that feeling. I thought I had healed that. It's upsetting. It's upsetting. And this energy is struggling because it's exhausting too. So I think everyone's tired, everyone's fried. Also, we're coming out of winter. Like we haven't seen the sun in like weeks, months, years, not years. I'm just kidding. But it feels like years. So, just breathe. Remember, everyone's feeling this way and everyone's energies are kind of like fried. And I also think we've been in full go, go, go mode. Like as much as the pandemic sucked, like, we did have to slow down. And I feel like I mean, I don't think I've slowed down in like 3 years. Like it's insane. Another question was like how to get your positive energy back. And I think one thing is really simple things are going outside, getting your sun on the skin in your face, grounding, putting your feet on the earth, listening to music, putting on a song you like. Like I tend to do that a lot, like and just literally like shake around or like jump up and down or like take a shower. Truly getting up and like opening the windows, letting some fresh air in, spending time with your favorite loved one, pet, pastime, activity. It's amazing what even like 10 or 15 minutes of those little things can do for you. Okay. I get it though. I also like to tell clients, like, if you're really in that rough energy, sometimes you have to let it flow. Like, I spent a full 24 hours, I think, crying this week. I mean, like, literally a full 24 hours straight. So, sometimes you just have to let it out. And I usually give myself 24 hours to feel sad and be mad and do all the things. And the next day, I'm like, okay, I can't sit in this forever. I have to, like, go back to work or pick myself off the ground or go find something and I can come back to that energy or I can fix it in another day. But if you're not taking care of yourself, you can't be there to support other people or yourself. Okay. So make sure you're taking some time for you, even if it's like a coffee in the morning, just breathe. Okay. It's really important that you take care of yourself. All right. Eclipse season. Someone asked if we started eclipse season going through a rough time, can we still experience positive breakthroughs? And I would add, and if you started it feeling good, and then you're experiencing a rough time in the middle, can you still experience positive breakthroughs? And the answer is yes. Okay. Remember, everything happens for us, not to us. And even like I was trying to remember this for myself this week, even when you're in it and it feels horrible, I think back to the other times where, I went through a breakup or I got like demoted at a job or I didn't get the promotion I really, really, really wanted. And I had to leave or whatever. Didn't get the apartment I wanted. Things in the long run worked out even better. Like had I had those other things or gotten those promotions or gotten those things, I don't think it would have worked the way I would have wanted it to. So just remember that in eclipse season, even when you're having these rough times or you're having these disappointments or you're having things, remember a time where this happened previously for you and it worked out okay in the end, right? The universe is here to support us, but it really sucks when your mind wants something and your heart wants something and then you don't get it. But it's not because you're being punished. It's not because no one likes you. It's not because you're not worthy. It's because there's something better around the corner. And we just need to get through these few weeks in order to then embrace that new thing or like integrate this new energy. Okay. So, yes, positive breakthroughs can definitely come. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think it's coming this week. Or next week. I think it's gonna take a little time, but I promise you it is coming, okay? Another person asked, like, can I talk more about like not missing what's meant for you? And because this year is about like destiny, fate, things like that. So the best way I can describe this is like when souls come through and talk about like free will versus destiny, that they say that there are things in our life that are fated for us. But where our free will comes in is the timing of it. So, like, let's say you're meant to be married in this lifetime, right? The universe is going to send that person or that marriage, that thing to you or that experience to you when it's in your highest and best good. That could be when you're 25. That could be when you're 35. That could be when you're 45. And it's really frustrating, but at the end of the day, if you're meant to be married and meant to have your person, it's going to happen. Same thing with like, I'm trying to think of other examples here. Same thing with a particular like writing a book or job or career. Like if you're meant to be an entrepreneur or like help people, you're gonna do that. Now, you might do it at 30 when you go through your Saturn return, or you might do it at 60 when you go through your second Saturn return and retire and then go start the thing you've always wanted to do, but you're gonna do it. It's just based on your actions, thoughts, decisions that you're making today of like when the timing of those things. Same thing with like rough experiences, like learning lessons. I give the example, I don't know if I did this on the pod, Kristen's podcast, but I give the example of I needed to learn what it felt like for losing friends and betrayal. And it happened in my college years and getting stabbed in the back and literally almost had to get restraining orders against people. I mean, bad, like bad stuff. But that could have happened at any time in my life. That could have happened now. That could have happened at 18. It happened to happen at 22. That was when the right person showed up to teach me that lesson. And when I was ready to receive it, it didn't feel good, but I learned a ton. And ultimately, they were bad people and they didn't need to be in my life anymore. So, just an example of like, remember, like, again, the things that are meant for you cannot miss. It's just a matter of like when they're going to show up. So, okay, Mercury retrograde 101. A lot of people ask, like, can you just give a quick rundown? What is this like? So, I'm not an astrologer. I just know enough to be dangerous. Mercury retrograde is, it's a fast moving planet. So 3 times a year, which is, remember, like a lot of time throughout the year, it's retrograding or stationary. And in those moments, we're being asked to pause and reflect. Anything with RE, reflect, review, renew, redo, reconcile, like I'm rest. I mean, I could give you a million things, right? You get the gist. Remember though, if you were born under one, and again, I'm not an astrologer, so you'd have to look up your chart, which you can do on like any free site, or the modernastrologer.com has a lovely site. You can put all your information and pull up your chart, right? It will tell you whether Mercury is retrograding or not. And if you were born under retrograde, like I was, and again, like 30% of the population is, when Mercury is actually in retrograde, you probably are fine. Like in those weeks in between, you're probably okay. What I notice is the week leading up to it, when it's actually going backwards and moving forward again, and then the weeks, coming out of it are actually worse for me. Because I'm fine in retrograde. I was born under it. I don't mind that energy, but the transition of it is like rough. So just something to like note, something you can look up. If this is something that really interests you guys, like, DM us at Slightly Spiritual or like comment on this Instagram and say like, hey, I'd love to know more about this. And maybe we can do like a little mini episode just on retrograde and how to find it in your chart and all that jazz. Okay. Speaking of Mercury retrograde, yes, exes show up just because you dream about an ex, just because they text you, just because you reconnect with them, does not mean they're meant to stay. However, it does mean if there's like unfinished business there for either yourself or with them, it's time to resolve it. Again, RE, resolve, right? And you don't even need the person to do that. You can do it yourself by like journaling, cord cutting, meditating, working with a therapist, seeing a medium, and just release, making sure you're knowing what those lessons are and releasing the things that aren't meant for you anymore. Okay. It does not, again, exes and dreams doesn't mean that you're meant to get back together with them. Sometimes our brains, as we're sleeping, use a person that represents something in a dream to help us process something else that's going on in our life. Or it's bringing up a lesson that's like, hey, don't forget about this. This is really important, or this is coming back up again in a different form, but they're using the last example of when you felt this way, which maybe with an ex, to like bring this forward. Okay. Okay. Totally switching gears and talking a little bit about connecting with spirits and signs, because this was another hot topic. So a couple of people asked like general information about connecting with spirits. How do I ask for a sign? Are there some spirits that never connect? Someone asked, they've been wanting to hear from her dad, but feels like she never receives anything. So connecting with spirits is not that hard. You don't need me to do it or anybody else. You're already doing it. I'm gonna tell you right now, you're already doing it. Your thoughts, your prayers, your intentions, they're hearing you. If you want to get more intentional around it, journaling is a great way to do it. Asking them out loud for something is a great way to do it. Or simply just thinking it, like intentionally like thinking about it. Okay. How to ask for a sign is just literally say like, send me, we talked about this on Kristen's podcast, right? Like she wanted the seven. So it's like, send me 777 if this is the right thing, or seven if it's the right person. Sometimes I like to get real fancy and be like, send me a pink elephant if this is the right thing. It can be birds, cardinals, ladybugs. Literally, you can pick it or you can just ask. Like I've been asking about calling in a partner, and literally one day I did like a beautiful like just journaling, like what do I really want and what am I letting go of, and like I'm ready for this person and whatever, right? All the journaling things. I went for a walk right after, and I was walking along this like reservoir thing near where I live, and there were these two beautiful swans just like hanging out together, and I like had full body chills. It was so beautiful. And I was like, swans represent love and peace and their partnerships, and birds, a lot of birds like mate for life. I don't know if swans do, but I'm assuming they do. And so anyways, I was like, oh my God, now swans are like my sign for love, because I happened to walk outside right after I journaled about love and saw those. So again, you don't necessarily need to pick it. You can just be thinking about something and then see what shows up. And now I see them like literally anytime I think about love or a partner, I end up seeing swans, which is like so funny. And remember, it could be like I open up Instagram, or you open up Instagram and there's a swan there, or you're driving along and the car in front of you has a bumper sticker or the license plate says something about it, right? Like it doesn't have to be the literal thing all the time. It could be a picture, something like that, okay? And then are there some spirits that never connect? I mean, I have not had that experience. Is it possible? Sure, anything's possible. I would say it's not that they're not connecting, it's that you're not aware of it. So same thing with the person wanting to hear from her dad. Like I wanted to hear from my friend Andy who passed for years. I mean, it was crickets, like nothing. I went to mediums, they weren't picking up on him, like literally nothing. And then I finally found one medium and I happened to get in. It was like serendipitous because they have a wait list and they're booked for like 3 years out. And I went to a group and he came through. And ever since then, I have been getting signs from him nonstop. But also it's when I was starting my business, moving back across the country to New York. Like it's like when I'm doing, I feel like he shows up for like the big things. So again, when you're waiting to hear from a mom, a dad, a partner, a loved one, someone who's passed that you're really a brother, a sister, parent, make sure that it's in the energy of you're being open, you're in a high vibration, like in a good energy, having a good day, doing something you love. That's more likely for you to receive the sign or receive it. And they may want to show up when you're doing the big things. Or don't forget, like the souls are busy on the other side. Like they got shit to do. So like, not that they don't want to like send you signs, and I believe they are, but like they're also doing their own thing over there. So just remember that it just because you're not receiving a sign doesn't mean they're not with you. But make sure you're staying open and being like just like could be anything and ask also dreams. Dreams are a great way to like feel them in your energy. It doesn't mean they don't love you. It doesn't mean they're not in a good place. It doesn't mean that they don't miss you too. It's just a little like miscommunication essentially. Like you're talking in one language and they're kind of talking in the other, and you guys just need to kind of get back on the same page. Because remember, they're trying to communicate from a spiritual plane and we're in the physical plane, you know, looking for letters, numbers, and like very obvious things. And sometimes it's a little bit more subtle. Okay. It will happen, I promise. Sometimes it just takes a little time. So I just want to let you know that they're not doing it to like be mean, or that means that they're in a bad place. It just means that your energy and their how they're communicating just might not be aligned. But you got to find a way to like raise your vibration, clear your mind, get out of the low vibration of anxiety, sadness, grief. Oh, one last thing I forgot. Also, sometimes they may not be coming to you as frequently because if it's making you really, really sad when they send you a sign, they don't want to upset you. So again, working through your grief or you know, just working on your own emotions and feeling them, letting them flow. So when the signs do come, you're able to appreciate it and feel better versus feeling worse. That's another thing that can like that can cause them to kind of like delay sending you signs, okay? All right, last but not least, when you send a sign and don't see it, what does that mean? Is that a no? Not necessarily. I often say that it can mean that you're asking it in the wrong way or the wrong form, or you're asking it in like a should I do this? And they're never going to answer that because there is no right or wrong. Like should implies that there's only one thing to do here, and that's not how it works. There's like a million options of things, right? So I always say rephrase your question of like, is it in my best interest to do this right now? Is this in my highest and best good? Send me a sign if I need to continue to be in this relationship, if there's still lessons here for me, send me a sign if it's in my best interest to leave. And a lot of times they don't send a sign because it's like they're like, well, both options are good. So they don't want you to like think it's like the right or wrong thing again. So and sometimes it can mean no, not to confuse everybody, but sometimes it can mean a no in that no, not right now. Not no, never, but no, not in this moment. Okay. So just be careful that you're not phrasing your question where it sounds like you're asking for like a hard yes or a hard no. They may not answer that exactly because they're not going to interfere with free will. Okay. All right. This was lovely. I'm going to keep it nice and short and sweet. Thank you guys so much for these thoughtful, amazing, beautiful questions. Hang in there. You got this. We're going to get through this together. And this is temporary. This too shall pass. And we'll be back soon with more episodes. Bye, guys.